baseline right side, Caleb Pritchard into Reese. Reese in the double team off the glass, up and in. Garrett is doing a great job of catching the ball in traffic. He's made a couple of nice one-handed catches, and he's got 16 points.
Today, from the Viero Event Center in Kearney, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And it's 13-10. They'll put some pressure on, and it's going to be stolen away by Bergstrom. Bergstrom steps right to the passing lane, makes the steal, and now a three-pointer off the way and drained by Katie Klingelhofer. And just that quick, four-point turnaround, and we are tied at 13.
Two new champions will be crowned this weekend as another strong Fort Kearney Conference field battles for conference supremacy. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Viero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Viero Event Center for our third game of the day, the first championship game, the girls' championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and the number one seed, the Amherst Broncos, will try to add to their resume. They are 14-4 on the year, really building a pretty good resume in terms of trying to get up the rankings and moving along and everything, and a young team that they'll be facing, the Wilcox-Hildreth Lady Falcons, who are the number seven seed, had to play the bunny bracket game just to make it into the round of eight, and then are able to fight their way all the way in to the championship game. These two teams have seen each other before. They did play back in about 2 weeks ago on January 22nd, a game in Amherst, and Amherst was able to win that one 63-49, a 14-point win for Amherst in that one. But here, a neutral site, a little bit different venue in terms of it being, the large open spaces that they have here at the Viero Event Center. And this one, well, not for all the marbles, but it's for all the marbles in the conference and the conference championship. So Amherst most assuredly would be the odds-on favorite in this game. But lately, Wilcox-Hildreth has been playing some pretty strong ball. The only loss that they've had down the stretch really has been to Amherst, as they've now moved to 10-9 on the season. And they had won five of their last six. Now with the win over Eustis Rhynum, they've won 5 games in a row, and 6 of the last 7. Their only loss in that stretch was that one game in Amherst back on January 22nd. So without a doubt, Wilcox-Hildreth playing their best basketball of the year, and certainly Amherst hoping they play their best as well, because they are playing for the conference championship. So great matchup here on the girls' side, and we'll have another outstanding matchup on the boys' side coming up at 8 o'clock as well. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll introduce the starting lineups for both Amherst and Wilcox-Hildreth. We'll do that as we continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now's the time to get in touch with your Pioneer sales professional to learn more about our early pay savings program options. You can choose from more than one payment period, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll see the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before January 21st to take advantage of Pioneer's next early pay incentive. For more information, contact your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We'll remind you that your pregame brought to you by New Tech Seed. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jacobson Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Here are tonight's starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Wilcox-Hildreth Lady Falcons. As the number 7 seed, they will be the visiting team. They will be in their dark road uniforms, and their starting lineup will look like this. Michaela Heinrich, she's 5'11 and a senior. Janet Wilson, 5'7 and a senior. She'll start with Olivia Adam, 5'5, also a senior. Morgan Farley, 5'10 and a senior. The only underclassman to start is the ultimate underclassman. Jessica Harms is a freshman. She is 5'10 and a freshman. She's starting for head coach Brent Heinrichs for the Wilcox-Hildreth Lady Falcons. Now for the Amherst Lady Broncos, they are the number 1 seed here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and their starting lineup begins with Shelby Hammond. She's 6 foot tall and a junior. She'll start with Jessica Fernandez, 5'10 and a sophomore. Mariah Tobenheim had 15 points the other night. She is a 5'4 senior, and she will make the start with Katie Klingelhopper, 5'8 and just a sophomore. Kylie Haynes, 5'6 and a senior, will start for Nikki Eckhout, the head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos. And tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. And again, a great venue here to watch high school basketball. Great open space, and they've got the lights turned off here at the Bureau Event Center, except for the strobe lights, the lights on the concourse. They are getting the full treatment for the introductions for both the Lady Broncos and for the Wilcox-Hildreth Lady Falcons. And a whole lot of fun. If you are looking for a game to go to tonight, you may want to head up here. There's a lot of excitement here at the Bureau Event Center. We're going to take one last break, and when we come back, the tip between the Falcons and the Falcons, excuse me, the Broncos and the Falcons, we'll do that right after we come back from this timeout.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. The introduction still going on, a well-choreographed affair as both teams are being introduced. And again, this is somewhat similar to what they do at the state basketball tournament in terms of introducing all the players, not just the starters. And now we're in the process of Wilcox-Hildreth, who's going to be the visiting team. They're being introduced right now, and then we'll have the introduction still coming up here for the team that will be on the home side of the scorebook, and that is the Amherst Lady Broncos. Again, we talked about this at halftime of the boys' consolation game. The administrators from the conference have been very happy with how this has transpired in terms of moving the consolation, the finals, and all the semifinals here to the Viero Event Center. And you can kind of hear in the background a pretty good raucous crowd, especially from the Amherst side. They really kind of anticipated being here, so I think they set up their entire weekend schedule to watch this game and, oh, maybe the Super Bowl, I'm not sure. But in any event, they're all set and they are ready to go here at the Viero Event Center. We'll take one last break, and when we come back, it'll be the tip of the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship between Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. And my timing is impeccable. I came back just in time for the national anthem. And the national anthem is going to be sung tonight by Miranda Pates for Wilcox Hildreth, one of the players here for the Falcons. We'll take one last break. We'll be back with a tip after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
ProTeam Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. And nice job of the national anthem by Miranda Pates. And didn't think her microphone to be able to pick it up that well enough to really give Miranda her due. That's why we took the break. But I'll tell you what, it's a neat thing. It says what high school sports is all about. If you get somebody that's playing in the high school game to sing the national anthem for you, that's what extracurricular stuff at high school is all about. We will have a little bit of a delay before we get started here because it takes a little while for the lights to warm up enough that bright enough for these guys to play. And if you've been to a hockey game here at the Viero Event Center, you know that they turn on the lights during the national anthem, and whoever was flipping the switch was flipping it a little bit late. We still have lights that will be over the top of the Amherst basket here in the first half. They have not warmed up yet enough to even look like they're on, let alone be able to put out enough light to really make anything happen. So let's recap what has happened here so far today at the Viero Event Center. We've had the two consolation games, and the first consolation game, which was the girls' consolation game, was won by Elm Creek 38-28. And then the boys' consolation game, Eustis Farnham was able to win that one 56-34 over Loomis. So Eustis Farnham lost the girls' consolation, but then won the boys' consolation. And now the championship game here on the girls' side. And again, basically mid-court is where they drop the puck for hockey games. And still, I look up there, there's three lights that are on this end of the court to my right, which would be in front of the Wilcox Hildreth bench that Amherst will be shooting at here in the first half. Those lights are not flickering on at all as of yet. So I think we're still probably a minute or two away from being able to start this basketball game because for whatever reason, those lights are not coming on as quick. This has really been the first hiccup that we've run into in terms of how this has transpired with the semifinals on Thursday night on the girls' side, the boys' semifinals last night, and so far the consolation games that we've had here today. By all accounts, everybody very happy with how this has transpired here at the D'Aero Event Center. So Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth going for all the marbles, and again, I think it's too dark to start. The teams have stepped out on the court. The officials have not given any indication that they're ready to start the game at all. And rightly so. I think it's too dark. And again, some more lights are coming on, but not the lights that really need to, the ones that are over the top of the basket that Amherst will be shooting at here in a little bit. The officials are looking at it, and they're not ready for the lights just yet. Reminder for you on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The Lou Platt Conference tournament is going on, and in the consolation games on the boys' side, Ravenna defeated Gibbon earlier today 57-34. The girls' consolation game won by Kearney Catholic 68-43 over Loup City. And now the boys' championship game set for a 6 o'clock tip-off on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That'll be Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. That'll be a great matchup. And the girls' matchup, no slouch either, that'll be the 8 o'clock game between Ravenna and Centura. Halftime of our game. We're hoping to talk with Chase Dare, the head Bowie's basketball coach at Overton. And Coach Dare usually does a pretty good job remembering to talk to us, so I'm sure we'll see him at the break. And I'll see if he can promise us an overtime, because that's exactly what his team has done throughout the course of the tournament. They won in overtime over Axtell, and then they won last night in overtime over Eustis Farnham, 50-46. So we'll see if they can force an overtime against Pleasanton here tonight. And again, there are two main lights on the this end of the court still are not on. And we're going to play basketball. And the lights will warm up probably a little bit more and probably will still get a little bit brighter as the course of the game goes on. But we're set and ready to go. Hemmen will jump for Amherst. And for the Falcons, it is Heinrichs. And the tip is going to be controlled by Amherst to the joy of the folks wearing red sitting behind me. Kick on the right side. Quick jumper here by Haynes. And Haynes gets it started for Amherst. A quick 2 points. And Kylie Haynes gets things on track here for the Broncos. Into the offensive zone comes Michaela Heinrichs. She'll take it up on the left side. And dribbling is Olivia Adams. Adams' pass is knocked out of bounds by Haynes. And so the Lady Falcons will inbound it on the far sideline. Tossing it in is going to be Wilson in for Heinrichs. And Heinrichs, a little bit of harassment there by Katie Klingelhofer. On the baseline, Heinrichs has it, throws it down low. Strong post-up move, but basket good by Morgan Farley. They're going to need her to play strong in face of Hemmen here tonight to be able to win the conference championship. Tobenheim enters the pass down low for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer bounce pass through the lane. It goes out to Haynes. Her jumper is no good, and the rebound ripped out of there by the Falcons' Jessica Harms. Harms ends the possession and will give it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs dribbles to the elbow, jumper up, it's short, rebound in the lane, still loose, and dribbling out with it is going to be Fernandez for Amherst. Fernandez hands it out for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer dribbles to her left across the timeline and through the hands of Jessica Fernandez. That'll be an Amherst turnover. And they got one quarter in the books already on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Adams Central 19-14 at the end of one against Kearney Catholic. Quick drive down low, and there's a foul in underneath. Great penetration by Heinrichs, and Heinrichs will go line and shoot two. In that Lou Platt Conference game, 5 3-pointers already for Adams Central in the game. Heinrichs' free throw is up and short, so score remains 2-2. The foul, by the way, on Fernandez, the first personal foul and first team foul against Amherst. There's the second free throw by Heinrichs, also off the mark, and up high for the rebound is Shelby Hemmen. Hammond will hand the ball off here for Klingelhoffer, and Klingelhoffer gives it to Hammond, and Hammond will reset the offense. They kick it off right side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim from 15 feet kicks it to Hammond, who's top of the circle. She'll give it left side for Haynes. And right now, they'll kick it out. Tobenheim, long three, in and out, no good. Haynes gets the rebound and gives it out to Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer on the baseline for Fernandez. She lost the ball, and here come the Falcons on the run. Heinrichs across the timeline, and she's going to slow it down a little bit. Now she comes to the free throw line, puts up an awkward-looking jumper, and she hits it. But Kayla Heinrichs couldn't hit two free throws from that exact same spot, but she drains in a contested shot there. A little ball fake by Tobenheim. Entry pass inside for Fernandez. Fernandez's shot is no good. Heinrichs on the run after snagging the rebound. Dribbles through the lane. Ball is loose into the hands of Adam. Adam tries to bounce pass it through the lane, and it's going to be intercepted by Haynes. So here comes Amherst in the offensive zone. And they'll get it out between the circles here for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer, bounce pass right side, stepping up is Haynes. She is shut off there by Harms. And now they'll enter it inside for Hammond. Her shot, no good. Rebound, Morgan Farley. And Farley will give it to Heinrichs. And Heinrichs, slowly getting instructions from her dad, brings it across the timeline. Klingelhoffer lost the ball on that right side. Just came off of her hand. Check that. Klingelhoffer was putting pressure. It went off of Heinrichs' hands and out of bounds. That'll be the third turnover on Wilcox Hildreth. Klingelhoffer into the offensive zone. Kicks left wing for Haynes. She is well behind the three-point arc as the Falcons are just kind of packing things in. A little pick and roll, and Hammond with her first 2 points of the game. As they pass the ball from up top to down low, Hammond rolled with it, and she ties things up at four with 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. Adam gives it right side. Here's the long three, no good, and it goes out of bounds. Olivia Adams' three-pointer lands at the end of the Amherst bench. Klingelhoffer will inbound it here for the Broncos, and she'll kick it right back out here for Haynes. Haynes between the circles for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer now left side for Fernandez. Fernandez drives, shot, no good. Rebound by Farley, and Farley will give it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs has it in the offensive zone, and a lot of pressure being put on, but Klingelhoffer can't make the steal. Kick on the left wing. They get it in the hands of Adam. Adam backs it into the baseline. Now kicks back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs with the dribble, and now Heinrichs will fire the three. It is on the money, but short. Offensive rebound off glass. Jessica Harms with a rebound and bucket. Wilcox Hildreth again with a two-point lead. Klingelhoffer gives it off on the left side for Haynes. Haynes passes tip, but it gets in the hands of Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer, jumper on the baseline, too strong, and rebounded by Farley. And Farley will bring it to Heinrichs here with 3.5 to go. We're in the first quarter here at the Bureau Event Center. Pass tipped and loose ball. Dribbling out with it is going to be the Broncos. Running to the hoop is Klingelhoffer. She lays it up and in. Katie Klingelhoffer. That hand-to-hand combat with a couple of Falcons for that loose ball. She finally came up with it and was able to lay it up and in. Heinrichs will bring it across the timeline. We're tied at 6 here in the early stages of the basketball game. We are over midway through the first quarter, and a timeout here for Brett Heinrichs. Ball was in a little bit of trouble, and so Coach Heinrichs calls the timeout with 3:01 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at 6, and we're back after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back to the Bureau Event Center. Pretty good crowd on hand for the girls' championship game between Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth. And so far, the crowd's been pretty happy. Again, it's been a pretty tight, well-played ball game. We're tied at 6, 3:01 to go here. And they'll inbound it to Michaela Heinrichs for Wilcox Hildreth. And again, the Broncos right now going man-to-man. Pass on the left side to Jonah Wilson. Wilson gets in the lane. Heinrich's pass is stolen away by Hemmen. And then we've got a foul whistled on Wilcox-Hildreth. Wilcox-Hildreth turned it over. And then trying to get the ball back, they commit their first team foul. I didn't see who they gave it to. They gave it to Michaela Heinrichs. That'll be her first, team's first. Keenan Leach checked in the game a little bit ago. She had her hands on the ball. Now she's got it back, drives the baseline a little bit, tries to throw it in the lane, and it's right into the hands of Morgan Farley. That'll be a turnover, and Farley works it up court very quickly to Wilson. Wilson will drive the baseline. Shot blocked by Hammond and out of bounds with 2:27 to go here. Shelby Hammond with the block, her first of the game. That may not be the last time we say that phrase. Wilson's going to inbound it for the Falcons. Mackenzie Bergstrom checked in here for Amherst. And Wilson will inbound. It's the ball for Adam. Adam with the dribble. Gives it to Wilson. She'll fire the three. It's a little bit strong. And rebounding is Bergstrom. She'll get it up ahead here for Amherst. With the dribble is Leach. Leach gives it to Bergstrom. Bergstrom in the lane in a little bit of trouble. He's able to pass it out for Colby Klingelhofer, who checked in. And now Hemmond will fire a three. No good. Rebound by Farley, her fourth of the quarter, and she'll give it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs down the sideline, lost the ball. Who's the last to touch it? Last to touch it was Heinrichs. Ball was loose, and Shelby Hammond tried to grab it, but Heinrichs, a little bit of momentum, knocked the ball forward. She was the last to touch it. As we've got 2 minutes to go here, first quarter, and Amherst has the basketball after another Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. Now letting traffic clear, and Jim gets strangely quiet. Pass is then intercepted. Morgan Farley with the steal. Morgan Farley with the drive, and she misses the layup. Offensive rebound by Adam. Adam loses the ball up ahead. Colby Klingelhofer comes up with it, and Klingelhofer, good strong hands to come up with that ball. Now dribbling is Haynes. Haynes will drive and dish, and now Leach will reset the offense. They give it left side for Hemmond. Hemmond will drive the lane a little bit, kick it back out for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer has it stolen away. Another Amherst turnover, and now Heinrichs will set up the offense. Heinrichs into the offensive zone. She's being harassed there by Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer makes the steal, and she has to just hold on to the ball after she brings it into the offensive zone. Keena Leach will let traffic clear, and now it's Haynes who will play point here with less than a minute to go before the end of the first quarter. We are tied at six, and stepping up for the three is Haynes. It's no good, and rebounded by Harms. Harms almost had it knocked away by Klingelhofer, but Harms was able to track it down, and she'll give it to Olivia Adam. Adam, off of a screen, dribbles into the corner, now on the baseline, bounce pass through the lane, is knocked out of bounds by Bergstrom. Tobenheim and Klingelhofer, Katie Klingelhofer checking in for Amherst, and back in the battle for the Falcons is going to be Shelber Aspergren. 35.3 to go here. Tied at six in the first quarter. Falcons inbound underneath their own basket. And they get it in the hands of Aspergren, who will now give it to Adam. Adam back to Wilson. Wilson gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs from the free throw line. Shot is short. And it is not saved by Morgan Farley. She went in there and saved it, but she stepped on the baseline first. So as soon as she touched it, it was out of bounds off of her. And 21.9 to go here for Amherst. They've got time to get a pretty good look at the basket here as they bring it across the timeline. With the dribble is Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer kicks into the corner. There's Hemmond. Hemmond will drive the baseline. Shot no good. It was altered by Farley, and Farley pulls down the rebound. 6 seconds left. Dribbling up here is Adam. Adam dribbles to the right side and tries a little bunny hook. She walked with it with 1.1 to go. She was trying to get off a shot. And it was going to be about a 40-foot hook shot, and the odds of that weren't very good. She walked with it before that happened. Klingelhofer will get the inbounds, and she'll shoot it immediately, and it's well short. And so that'll do it for the first quarter. Amherst, 6. Wilcox-Hildreth, 6. We'll head to the second quarter right after this.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
We believe.
That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Now's the time to get in touch with your Pioneer sales professional to learn more about our early pay savings program options. You can choose from more than one payment period, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll see the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before January 21st to take advantage of Pioneer's next early pay incentive. For more information, contact your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. Amherst 6, Wilcox Hildreth 6 here in the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship game. The Falcons will have possession of the basketball first to start the second quarter. And it's inbounded for Heinrichs. Heinrichs and Wilson inbounding it. Aspergren still out there to start the second half. She came in late in the first quarter. And with the dribble, here is Adam. Adam on the baseline, lost the ball. It was last touched by Taubenheim on that baseline. And checking the Amherst lineup. Just double-checking everything. Yeah, I think they're going with their starters. Hammond, Fernandez, Taubenheim, Klingelhofer, and Haynes. And the inbounds in underneath. The shot up and good for Morgan Farley. Farley now with 4 points and five rebounds here in the game. She's been a pretty good presence down low. Right wing, Haynes drives and is held. Slowing her down was Aspergren. And that'll be the first on Shelby. Second team foul against Wilcox Hildreth. Inbounded for Taubenheim. She'll put up a three. It's an air ball. And the rebound ripped out of there by Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets it right up ahead. Running is Wilson. And Wilson had the ball knocked loose. Right to the hands of a Falcon. Offensive rebound off the shot by Farley. Shot won't fall. Another rebound, that one by Heinrichs. And now we got a whistle in underneath. And it's a held ball. And it will belong to Amherst. A couple of point blank looks there for Wilcox Hildreth. They'll have to drop back on defense instead of coming up with the lead here. We are tied at six. And Fernandez gives the top of the circle for Haynes. Haynes, enter pass on the inside. Ball's loose. Heinrichs comes up with another Amherst turnover. Heinrichs into the offensive zone, and the Broncos going man-to-man here. A little screen there. Heinrichs looking to pass, and she'll get the ball to Olivia Adam. Adam is picked up by Taubenheim. Now Adam on the left side. 5 second count's going on. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Is able to kick it back out here for Aspergren. Aspergren in the lane. Shot, no good. Loose ball. Saved in underneath, but into the hands of the Broncos. It was saved by Farley, but it'll be a team rebound here. And now the entry pass inside for Hammond. Her shot's no good. And Farley with another rebound. And she'll hand the ball out to Michaela Heinrichs. 7 rebounds for Morgan Farley here in the game. She just kind of wants it more than everybody else. Loose ball is picked up by Heinrichs as it was knocked away by the defense. And she gives it to Adam. And again, Klingelhofer almost with the steal there. Now the bounce pass for Wilson. Wilson gets it down low, backing in is Heinrichs. Heinrichs shot no good, and Hammond pulls down her second rebound. She'll take a couple of dribbles with it. Now gives it to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer throws it on the baseline for Taubenheim. Her baseline J is no good, and they're going to tie up the rebound. It belongs to the Falcons, and checking in for Wilcox Hildreth will be Jessica Harms. Now the Falcons are going to face a little full-court pressure here. Tossing in the ball is going to be Wilson, and it is knocked out of bounds on that inbounds. Taubenheim stepping in the passing lane, knocked it away, and it now is going to be inbounded on the sideline. They'll toss it in here from Kayla Heinrichs, and Heinrichs up ahead here for Wilson. Wilson has numbers. We'll take it on the baseline, but the pass is knocked away by Hammond, and so it'll be another turnover on Wilcox Hildreth. Pass up ahead, too far up ahead. And Amherst turns it over. Unofficially, Wilcox Hildreth with 7 turnovers. Amherst with 5. Wilson inbounds it to Heinrichs. And now Heinrichs has it. Heinrichs facing some pressure by Klingelhofer. They try to double-team her. She still has her dribble. She's used it up, and now she'll give it off here for Aspergren, who gives it back to Heinrichs. And with the dribble is going to be Katie Klingelhofer. defense rather, by Klingelhoffer, and Wilson just gets it on that right side. 5 second count's going on. Backdoor cut. That's Farley. And Farley has it blocked by Hammond, and then the walk. Hammond had the block. It went right back into the hands of Farley. We'll give her credit for a rebound, but then she took a little extra step with it because of the pressure. Pass on the inside for Hammond, and Hammond moved on the inside just as the pass was coming. She was already open and started to roll before the ball got there, and it made for a missed pass and another turnover on Amherst. Morgan Farley gets the long pass, and we're going to tie it up. And that'll move the possession arrow. Wilcox-Hildreth, the only 2 points here of the second quarter. And it is 8-6 with 4:49 to go here before halftime. Defenses are ruling the day. Stepping up to the free throw line is Haynes. Her jumper is no good. The officials looking around saying, did you see anybody with a block? No. It was an air ball and out of bounds. The official underneath wasn't sure if there was a tip in there or not, and there was not, apparently. Nobody saw one anyway. Inbounded for Shelby Aspergren. And in the offensive zone come the Falcons on the run. And then a little walk. So another Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. That's 9 on them. 6 against Amherst. A lot of stops here in the game. Pass on that left side. Going to go over to Tobenheim. Her long jumper no good. Hammond with the rebound, and she's fouled. Shelby Hammond with the offensive rebound. She'll go line and will shoot 2. She's a pretty good free throw shooter. And the foul on Aspergren is, I'll check that. It's actually on Wilson. That's her first. Free throw up and good for Hammond. Free throw by Hammond, up and true. We're tied at 8. 4:22 to go here. Pretty good pressure being put on the ball, but Adam has it. She'll bring it across the timeline for Wilcox-Hildreth. She dribbles down the baseline, enters it down low. They collapse on the ball, and in trouble is Harms. And we got a foul whistled on Amherst. That'll be on Jessica Fernandez. That's her second. And Amherst back on defense. Inbounded for Morgan. Morgan misses the first shot. Check it. Morgan Farley with the offensive rebound and bucket. Why not another rebound? She's got 9 in the game. Top of the circle, Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer kicks it off on the left side. Enters it inside for Hammond. Hammond runs into Harms. And Harms with the block. Could have been a charge, could have been a block, but they called nothing. And as a result, it's Wilcox-Hildreth ball. A little pressure put on there as Heinrichs had it in. She has to kick it back out for Adams. And both teams just really attacking the basketball. Adams will give it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs, shot blocked by Hammond. Loose ball picked up by Farley. And Farley will head to the line as she was fouled. Another block by Hammond. Her third of the first half. Another rebound by Morgan Farley, and now she'll go to the line and shoot 2. The first free throw is no good. By the way, the foul was on Shelby Hammond. That is just her first. 10-8. Wilcox-Hildreth with the lead, and at the free throw line, senior Morgan Farley. Her free throw is up and good. She's got 7 in the game. And a 3-point lead for Wilcox-Hildreth. I believe this is their largest lead of the game. Dribbling up is Klingelhoffer. Jumper no good. Guess who pulled down the rebound? Farley's 11th rebound of the first half. Pressure being put on and knocked out of bounds by Amherst. So Wilcox-Hildreth will inbound again. They get it in the hands of Heinrichs. Heinrichs is able to pass it up ahead to Olivia Adams. Adams carried it. Yep. Well, they could have called the carry, could have called the double dribble. She picked it up, took an extra step with it, and then dribbled again. Anyway, you slice it, that's a violation of the rules, and the 10th turnover against Wilcox-Hildreth. Hammond gives it between the circles to Keena Leach, who checked in moments ago. Now Hammond will drive the lane a little bit, kicks it out for Klingelhofer. Her three, no good, and the rebound to Heinrichs. Heinrichs has it stolen away, and then a foul. It's the foul on Wilcox Elder, so Amherst will have it. Back they'll go to the line. The steal made by Colby Klingelhofer, and Klingelhofer grabbed it and went up all in one motion. Ball was knocked loose by Mackenzie Bergstrom into the hands of Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer grabbed it and shot in one motion, and she was fouled. The free throw was up and good by Klingelhofer. By the way, the foul on Michaela Heinrich is her second, and with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter, a little bit of foul trouble for Bryn Heinrichs and his oldest daughter. The free throw was up and good by Klingelhofer. 4 points in the quarter for Amherst, all from the free throw line, and a ball tipped around. Heinrichs comes up with it. Heinrichs has numbers, has a screen on the baseline, throws it down low. Turnaround jumper by Harms, no good. Offensive rebound by Farley. Shot won't fall, and Hammond pulls down the rebound. Into the offensive zone, Klingelhofer for Amherst. 2.5 to go before halftime. Left wing with it is Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer tries to enter it in, and it's stolen away by Heinrichs. Heinrichs, 2-on-2. She'll drive. She'll take it off glass, and she'll score! And now she'll head to the line. She got the bucket and the foul after making the steal on the other end. And she drove in hard. Handled the ball well, weaved through the traffic, and then went with her dominant hand. And the foul whistled on Leach. That is her first. And Heinrichs cannot hit the free throw. She is 0-for-3 from the line here in the game. Hammond snagging the bound. Here comes Amherst. Enter pass down low. Shot hanging on the rim. No good for Bergstrom. And the rebound taken out of there by Harms. With the dribble is Adams. Adams dribbling on that right side, has the ball knocked away by Kylie Haynes and out of bounds. So Wilcox Hildreth will inbound on that far sideline at the end of the Amherst bench. Heinrichs inbounds to Adams. 1:52 to go before halftime. Top of the circle, Wilson had the ball knocked loose, picks it up. A little bit of bumping going on, but no calls there. Heinrichs gives it up on the right side for Wilson. Wilson enters it in. They kick it out. Here's a three and a block by Mariah Tobenheim. Loose ball picked up by, you guessed it, Morgan Farley. And since that was a shot, that's also a rebound. Her 12th of the half, and with it is Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets it down low, and we've got a hold as the ball was entered in to Harms. And Harms, well, it was Harms with the hold in underneath. Bergstrom, that is going to be her first personal foul. So the Falcons will inbound. Underneath their own basket, toss it in is Wilson. She gets it in for Heinrichs, and Heinrichs hits an open deuce in the corner. She's got 6 in the first half, and a 5-point Wilcox Hildreth lead. Katie Klingelhofer in the offensive zone gives it right side for Keena Leach. Back to Klingelhofer. They enter it inside for Hammond. Hammond drives. She misses the shot, and there's a foul, and we'll see who's it on. It could be on Heinrichs, and if it is, it's her third. Nope, it is not on her. Well, she committed a foul, but it was after the original foul was made by Harms. So Harms got the foul. Hammond now has hit the free throw. Hammond now a perfect 3-for-3 from the line, and now make it 4-for-4. 6 points in the second quarter here for Amherst, all from the free throw line. And there have not been a lot of fouls called. Heinrichs into the offensive zone. She'll get it to Harms. Harms will help work it back around the perimeter. Wilson's looking on the inside. She'll get it in for Morgan Farley. And Farley will just kick the ball right back out here for Adam. Adam will drive. She's open on the baseline. Tries to throw it on the inside, and it's stolen away by Shelby Hammond. Another turnover here on Wilcox Hildreth. With it is Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer gives it to Haynes. Back to Klingelhofer. Long deuce. It's no good. Rebounded by Heinrichs. And Heinrichs is harassed and then fouled. And I think that might be on Shelby Hammond. Yes, it is. Shelby Hammond has picked up her second personal foul. Well, arguably Hemman, the best player for Amherst, she's got two, and arguably for Wilcox Hildreth, Heinrichs is their best player, and she has two. We can say that, but I'll tell you what, Morgan Farley right now has 7 points, 12 rebounds here in the first half. Wilson gets it to Adam, back to Jana Wilson, and Wilson in a little bit of trouble, tries to get it to Farley, and they can't get it across the timeline in time. That'll be another turnover caused by that Amherst defense. And Heinrichs did not help bring up the ball. They wanted to move. They wanted to try something different, and it did not work. With it is Haynes. Haynes between the circle for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer gets it on the right side. 2 seconds left. Jumper, but there is a foul on the shot. Keena Leach on that right side put up the shot with about a second to spare, and she's hit on the arm, and she will shoot two. The foul on Olivia Adam is just her first. 1.1 seconds to go before halftime. Free throw up and good for Keena Leach. Leach makes it 15-13. And the second free throw is short. Now she was shooting a three-pointer. So Leach will have one more here. And Leach, one more free throw on the way. It is short. Rebound tipped around, and that's going to do it for the first half. And the number 7 seed, the Wilcox Hildreth Lady Falcons, head to the locker room, leading top-seeded Amherst. It's 15-13 at the break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And a great matchup here in the girls' game as top-seeded Amherst is actually trailing 7-seeded Wilcox Hildreth at the break, 15-13. And the top 2 seeds on the boys' side will be going for the whole enchilada here in a little bit. Pleasanton taking on Overton. And joining us now to talk about the boys' championship game is Overton head coach Jace Darren. Coach, can you guarantee me an overtime game? Because that's just kind of been what you guys have been doing in this tournament so far.
I sure hope not. You know, every game so far in the FKC, we've played in an overtime game. And, you know, if the chips fall that way and we're lucky enough to be in overtime with them, if it's because we're playing bad or if it's an exciting game or whatever, you know, we'll take it. But obviously it'd be nice to come out on top in regulation or – obviously, we don't want to lose, but I hope not in an overtime game.
That might make it a little bit too exciting for you, 3 nights in a row?
Well, you know, when you get text messages from your wife on the way home saying that, you know, could you guys make it more interesting for the second straight night, she goes, your blood pressure's got to be skyrocketed, and she's the one that, you know, I have to make sure she's still kicking because she gets more stressed out about it than I do.
Well, we won't tell her that you said that.
She's probably hearing me on the radio. So.
Well, then I can't help you there, Jake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. 13-3 on the season. You had a big win, 14-point win against Pleasanton the first time out. Is there a little bit of a, we still want to prove ourselves because we're not seated as high as they are, or does that matter at all?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we want to prove ourselves just because, you know, we feel we belong here, and they've obviously had a good season as well. And, you know, it's just the way the conference is seated and how it is. We know that they're a very good team. We know that we got a good team too, and We're going in here thinking that it's not a lack of respect or anything like that. No, we know we're battling good teams in the FKC year in and year out, and obviously it doesn't matter what seeds you guys are because they're going to take you to the wire. You know, we had a tough game with Axtell, them being the seventh seed, and obviously Eustis Farnham last night. And you just got to show up. I tell people that when they talk about FKC basketball. If you don't show up and play, you're probably going to get beaten. It usually doesn't matter how good the team is or if the team's not having a good season. It's a difficult time. But we're just happy to be where we're at and going up against a very, very good Pleasant team that's playing very well right now.
And with that in mind, it's pretty helpful when you do get into a tight game because – yeah, you know, you have a very veteran ball club. They've been through the battles over the last few years. You've had some success with districts and state and that sort of thing. That obviously has to be one thing that really helps you out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have three kids that played quite a bit last year when we made the state finals and ended up losing. And even the previous year, I was telling somebody, I think 3 years ago or 2 years ago, I think we had four or five overtime games, and those same kids were still around. Jacob Olmstead and Zach Olmstead and Brady Weiss, you know, they've been 2-3 year starters for us, and, you know, they've been in those situations. So, yeah, I like to think that happens. But, you know, you look at Pleasanton, they've been an overtime game this year. They don't have a lot of returners from last year that, you know, had the experience, but they were a very good ball club that had a lot of experience from the guys last year, you know, not necessarily returning starters, but, you know, they're good. You know, they've been in situations as well. So we're looking forward to tonight's matchup.
We're talking with Overton head coach Jay Stair, and give us a quick scouting report on Pleasanton. What do they do well that you have to counter?
Well, you know, they're a very good rebounding team, both defensive and offensive. The first time we played them, they absolutely annihilated us on the boards, and they're a very good passing team. You know, watching them last night and just, you know, getting from the other coaches after we played them, and even the first time we played them, you know, they do a good job of making good crisp passes, and, you know, and on the money passes where the person receiving the pass doesn't have to work to try to catch it. It's just right there for them where they can make their basketball move. You know, they're patient. They're good shooters. They hustle. They're athletic. You know, there's not much of a weakness that they do have. And, you know, we're thinking we match up well with them. They obviously run a few different zones and stuff. We mainly play man-to-man, and they throw a little 1-3-1 half-court, three-quarter-court zone at you back to a 2-3 or 1-3-1 or man-to-man. And, you know, you just have to be prepared for anything with them because of, you know, the way Mr. Bauer used to coach with them. I think Bill definitely has taken a lot of stuff from him as well to implement in this. So they're a very well-coached basketball team, and we definitely have our hands full.
So with that in mind, you kind of talk about how well they rebound. Does it put an extra emphasis on you to make sure that you get a good look at the basket because you don't want to have to try to get that offensive rebound?
Yeah, you know, we have to be very good with the basketball tonight. We got to obviously not have as many turnovers as we did last night, take care of the basketball. But when we are getting our looks, we want to make sure that, you know, if the shot is not a hurried-up shot or if it's a one-pass shot, if this is the best possible shot we can get, you know, we want to make sure we're shooting the best possible shot that we can get because, you know, any team in the world can shoot three-pointers all night long if they want to. And you make one pass and they shoot three-pointers, you know, it's probably not the best type of offense to run. If we can work the ball around and just try to get the best possible opportunity and stuff, I think we'll be all right. And hopefully the ball goes in the hole for us tonight.
Jay, I appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. That's Jay Stair, the head basketball coach at Overton. We'll take one quick break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the scoring between Amherst and Wilcox-Hildreth in the girls' game. The girls' championship game is right now being led by Wilcox-Hildreth 15-13. We'll take a look at those numbers. We come back with a Veterans Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Amherst trailing at intermission here, 15-13. They're being led by, you probably would guess it, Shelby Hammond. She's got 6 points here in the first half. After that, Colby Klingelhofer, 2 points. 2 points for Katie Klingelhofer and 2 points for Kaylee Haynes. Tina Leach, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 1 point here at intermission. Morgan Farley leading the way here for Wilcox Hildreth. She has 7 points and 12 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half for Morgan Farley. That is very impressive. Michaela Heinrichs, 6 points and 5 rebounds. And Jessica Harms, 2 points to go with 4 rebounds. Right now, Wilcox Hildreth just absolutely wiping up the boards against Amherst here in the first half. Hammond, however, she does have 5 rebounds here at intermission. So she's the leading rebounder for Amherst. But Morgan Farley, my goodness, 12 rebounds in the first half. It will be Wilcox Hildreth basketball to start the second half here. And we do have an update. It's 27-20, Kearney Catholic trailing Adams Central in the boys' Luplac Conference Finals being played on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Right in front of us, Jana Wilson's going to inbound the basketball for Michaela Heinrichs. And it's Adam, Farley, and Harms completing the lineup here for Wilcox Hildreth to start the second half. With the dribble is Heinrichs. She gets a little bit of a screen. Pretty good pressure being put on the ball. 5 second count going on, and she finds Olivia Adam. But Adam, with all that traffic in the lane, turn the ball over. That's now 13 turnovers on Wilcox Hildreth compared to 8 for Amherst. Wilcox Hildreth dominating in terms of coming up with rebounds, but they've also turned the ball over more times. Klingelhofer will kick it left side for Haynes. Top of the circle for Fernandez. Down low for Hammond. Hammond lost the ball, got it back, puts up the shot, and she's hit on the arm. She will shoot 2. And her free throw shooting is a very important part of her game. She will shoot 2 after the foul whistled on Morgan Farley. That's just her first. Free throw for Hammond is no good. Never fails. Brag about somebody's free throw shooting and then the miss. Second free throw up and good for Hammond. She's got 7 in the game, 5 of them coming from the free throw line. She's 5 out of 6 from the line. Wilson gets the back out here for Heinrichs, and Heinrichs will bring it across the timeline. Heinrichs with the dribble as the Broncos deaden the ball. They make her pick it up, and Adam now will give it. Dribble left side against Tobenheim. Kick it back out here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs top of the circle. And boy, there's a hand in her face put there by Klingelhofer, and now driving left side is Adam. She shut off, kicks it back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs drives the baseline, shot, no good. Now she gets loose ball, pass on the inside, blocked, and they're going to call a jump ball. Loose ball was picked up by Morgan Farley, so there's another rebound, and then Farley went right back up with it, had the ball held, and alternating possessions will hand the basketball over here to Amherst. Bounce pass left side, jumper by Haynes, no good. Hammond got it, rebounded, missed it, and then Jessica Fernandez with the offensive rebound and bucket. Hammond got it, was falling down, was able to muscle it up, at least put the ball up there, and that gave Fernandez the opportunity to make the rebound. And now Amherst has the lead back. They lead it 16-15. With it is Heinrichs. Heinrichs looking to the right, is able to work it down low for Wilson. Wilson back out to Heinrichs. Heinrichs has her pocket picked. It's stolen by Tobenheim. Tobenheim forces the steal, and they'll get the ball right back out here for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer drives the lane, pops, shot, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by the Falcons. That's Wilson, her first rebound of the game, and she's going to bring it right up court. And Heinrichs, wherever she goes, she has got somebody right in her face. Brent Heinrichs calls timeout here for Wilcox Hildreth with 5:57 to go, third quarter. It's 16-15 Amherst. We're back after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We do have an update from the Boys Luplat Conference Finals. It has about, a minute 10 left to go in the third. And right now, Kearney Catholic has taken the lead back. They trail by 7 at halftime. And now Kearney Catholic leads Adams Central 38-33 with a minute 10 left to go in the third. And Wilcox Hildreth calls that timeout. And now they'll inbound the basketball right in front of us. Olivia Adam gets it, and she'll hand the ball to Michaela Heinrichs. Now, Heinrichs has just been shadowed by Katie Klingelhofer much of this game. Entry pass down low, shot no good. Offensive rebound by Harms. And now Harms will head to the line and shoot two. She pulled down that loose ball and went right back up with it. It's a lot of hand-to-hand combat down low. Haven't been a lot of fouls called, and, you know, they've let them play. It hasn't been, you got to actually do something to get a foul called. Let's just say that. Harms' free throw is up and no good. And you don't want it to be too ticky-tack in there. Mariah Tommenheim was whistled for the foul. Free throw, back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound was Fernandez. And Fernandez will get the ball off here for Klingelhofer. Drive, shot, no good. Rebound, finally pulled out of there by Amherst. It was Heinrichs to pull down the rebound. And the Falcons run the floor, but they can't get a passing lane to really throw it up there. Adam gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs will drive, dish, baseline jumper, Harms, and it's good. Heinrichs penetrated a little bit, and that nice little pass to Jessica Harms puts Wilcox Hildreth back on top by one, and now they knock the ball away from Hammond. It'll be a turnover for Amherst, and here comes Wilcox Hildreth. Backing in is Heinrichs. Heinrichs, backdoor cut to Adam. Adam, nice pass in underneath to Farley, and Farley will score. Great ball movement on the baseline for Wilcox Hildreth, and they push their lead back out to three. Dribbling is Klingelhofer. She'll kick to Fernandez, who gives it at the elbow to Hammond, and they'll reset the offense. Klingelhofer steps up. She's open for the free throw line. Hangs on the rim. It's no good, and you guessed who pulled down the rebound. Morgan Farley snags the bound. Pass up ahead. It goes to Jenna Wilson. And Wilson, with 4.5 to go, looking for someone to pass to. They'll get it left side for Adam. Adam will drive. Adam off glass. No good. Ball's on the ground. It's going to be tied up. Oh, they're going to say that the ball was in possession of Wilcox Hildreth. They gave Wilcox Hildreth the timeout, and Nikki Eckow can't believe the call. She's not sure that they had possession of it. You know what? The last one to have it and have it rolling around was Michaela Heinrichs, and they gave them the timeout. So, quick timeout here for Wilcox Hildreth, and they will hold on to possession here. That's a good timeout by Brett Heinrichs to maintain the possession. So, once again, let's recap it for you. 16-19 as it is a three-point lead here for Wilcox Hildreth after they gave up the lead. It's 38-35, Kearney Catholic with lead over Adams Central at the end of three quarters of play in the Luplat Conference Boys Final. Again, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Entry pass on the inbounds, and Morgan Farley is fouled. We'll see who the foul is on. Klingelhofer was there, but so was Hammond. And also down there was, they gave the foul to Leach, so the foul is going to be on Leach, and the free throw is good. That'll be the second foul on Leach. And Morgan Farley hits the free throw, and she'll have one more, and she hits that one as well. So that'll make for a five-point Wilcox Hildreth lead. That's their largest lead of the second half after they had their lead completely erased. A little run here. Kick on the left side for Haynes. Haynes enters it down low. With it is Fernandez. Her shot's too strong. Hammond with the rebound, and Hammond goes right back to the rack. That young lady understands this game. She knows how to stay tall. She knows how to stay 6 foot tall. Shot at free throw is up and good. She got the rebound, didn't bring the ball down at all, went right back up, even though she didn't have a good angle at the basket. She understood that she was going to get fouled, and she's a good free throw shooter. She understands this game. She understands her game. Free throw up and good for Hammond. She's got 9 in the game and hit only 1 field goal, and now Amherst forces Wilcox Hildreth to turn it over. 15th turnover on Wilcox Hildreth. 3-point ball game here, midway through the third quarter. Hammond has it behind the arc, and she's just going to hand the ball off to Leach. Leach will give it to Tobenheim. Now kick right side for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer gives it inside. Shot, no good. Hammond fighting for the rebound. Finally tracks it down. She'll drive the lane. She'll take it off glass, and she will score. Just her second field goal, and that one was, she just wanted it more than everybody else. Pass on that far side, knocked away by Mariah Tobenheim. So the ball will be inbounded in that far corner over there. And now Amherst with a little bit of momentum, even though Wilcox Hildreth still has a 1-point lead and the basketball. They'll toss it in here for Olivia Adams. She'll shoot a weird-looking three, and she hits it. Wow, I didn't think that had a chance. She was off balance and leaning up, and she drains the three. Right side, Tobenheim has it behind the three-point arc. She looks to the inside, and now Klingelhoffer gets it back. Pass, tip, it's a turnover, and here comes Wilcox Hildreth. Up ahead, they get it on the baseline to Adams. Nice cross-court pass to Farley, and Farley will score. Timeout, Amherst. A quick little run here for Wilcox Hildreth, and the seventh seed Broncos, the Falcons, lead top-seeded Amherst 26-20. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back after this.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, 2 items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, this has been a game of really an ebb and flow here in the second half. And Amherst will inbound the basketball here after Nikki Eckhout calls the timeout, just trying to circle the wagons a little bit after this last little run by Wilcox Hildreth. Entry pass through the hands of Fernandez and out of bounds. And a pretty raucous crowd, too. I didn't even hear the whistle over there. As the student bodies, both teams at either end of the court, giving a lot of energy. Long pass by Heinrichs. She throws it over the head of Morgan Farley. Farley didn't really have much of a chance to pull that one down. And Wilcox Hildreth, their 16th turnover. Quickly, here comes Amherst. Klingelhoffer will kick right wing for Haynes. Enters it inside for Hammond. Hammond on the baseline. Shot well off the mark. Ball is loose, and the Broncos are able to track it down. Klingelhoffer has it. And Klingelhoffer dribbles with her left. Kicks to the left. Driving here is going to be Leach. And Leach is fouled on the drive in. So Amherst getting some encouragement from head coach Nikki Eckhout. You need to attack. You need to attack. We're being too passive. We need to go after these guys. And that's exactly what Leach did there. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. And he had the foul on number 11 out there, and Wilcox Hildreth doesn't have any odd numbers. The free throw is up and good for Keena Leach. So I'm not sure who that foul was on, because the scoreboard says number 11, and there is no 11 in the book. Free throw is, nor is there one on the court. Loose ball picked out by Fernandez. Fernandez gives it out. Jumper, no good. And another offensive rebound by Hammond, and Hammond will score. Shelby Hammond snagging the rebound. And that'll make it a 3-point ball game once again. One possession game here in the third quarter. 2:08 to go in the quarter. And Heinrichs will give the ball to Adam. Adam on the baseline will drive. Bounce pass. Took an extra step. 17 turnovers for Wilcox Hildreth, 10 for Amherst. And again, Wilcox Hildreth really controlling the glass for the most part, but they've been turning the ball over. Left side, Leach has it. Pass is tipped, and Haynes comes up with it. She'll give it off right side for Fernandez, who gives it in the lane for Haynes. Haynes shot a little bit short. Hammond with the rebound. Hammond leads it up, takes it off glass, and she scores. Hammond with 5 rebounds here in the second half. She has a double-double already. And she is basically telling her teammates, just hop on board, ladies. I can take you home. One-point ball game. Heinrichs with a one-point lead. Still has the dribble. And she'll give the basketball to Adam. Adam will dribble all the way to the baseline. Hammond knocks the ball loose. Now it's over to Wilson. Inside. Shot. No good for Farley. Offensive rebound will not fall for Kelly Aspergren. Her shot was no good. And Klingelhopper comes up with a rebound. She'll give it up right side for Haynes. Haynes gives it on the baseline to Fernandez. Fernandez drives. Now will dish back out for Haynes. Haynes on the baseline scores. Her second field goal of the game, and now Amherst again has the lead. For the second time here in the second half, they lead by 1, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Tina Leach. Checking in, Tobenheim for Amherst. Jessica Harms for Wilcox Hildreth. By the way, they corrected. The foul was on number 12, Michaela Heinrichs, earlier. There is no number 11. That means that's Heinrichs' third personal foul. And Tobenheim, who just checked in, is going to be whistled for a reach against Olivia Adam. And so Tobenheim, her second personal foul. And the score table has some confusion because the number that came up, it's on Tobenheim. And they weren't sure what number they signaled, so they correct that. Wilson is going to inbound it. And Wilson's pass is tipped, and tracking down the loose ball is Adam. Adam then has it stolen away. Fernandez comes up with the steal. Another turnover, and into the offensive zone comes Amherst. Little drive and dish. Fernandez has it. Little pop in the lane, and she rattles it home. Jessica Fernandez, after forcing the turnover, builds a 3-point lead for Amherst. 16 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Dribbling is Wilson. Wilson looking down low. That's a dangerous pass, but caught by Farley. Farley will kick it out. Here's the long deuce by Adam. It's no good. 6 seconds left as Heinrichs puts up the shot. No good. Another rebound. The kick at the buzzer for 3. It's good for Wilson. Offensive rebound by Morgan Farley. Also giver and assist. And with that, we are tied at 29. We'll head to the fourth quarter between Wilcox Hildreth and Amherst for the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship right after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back here to the Verizon Event Center here in Kearney, as the girls' championship game is just as exciting as we could hope. We are tied at 29, Wilcox Hildreth and Amherst. And the seven-seeded Falcons will inbound the basketball. Jana Wilson gets the inbound. She's picked up defensively by Haynes. Haynes knocks the ball loose. And it will be inbounded again here by the Falcons. For Amherst, it's Hammond, Fernandez, Tobenheim, Klingelhopper, and Haynes. And we'll check Wilcox Hildreth when we get a chance. Wilson has her pass stolen away by Hammond. Hammond, nice bounce pass, driving up Fernandez, and she'll score. Nice pass for Hammond, and they'll give it out to Fernandez, and Fernandez gives Amherst a 2-point lead. Heinrichs with the dribble. Heinrichs off a couple of screens, has it on the baseline. Her jumper a little bit short, rebounded by Farley, and then Farley had the ball knocked off of her leg and out of bounds. So after Farley got the rebound, she had it knocked out of her hands, and that'll be another Wilcox-Hilder turnover. Pass tip. Here comes Amherst. They'll give it right side for Haynes. Klingelhofer, now left side for Fernandez. In the lane, now a jump out. Here's the jumper by Taubenheim. It's an air ball and rebounded out by Morgan Farley. Farley has the ball knocked away, but tracking it down is Heinrichs, and Heinrichs will bring it across the timeline. She'll drive. She'll run into Hammond. No foul called. Now there is one, and the foul is going to be on Hammond. She just gave up that ground just a little bit at the end, and Shelby Hammond picks up her third personal foul with 7:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. And at the line, Michaela Heinrichs, who is 0-for-3 from the line. Make that 0-for-4 from the line. She just missed the free throw there. 31-29, Amherst with a two-point lead. And the free throw, no good, and rebounded by Hammond. Dribbling up is going to be Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer's pass through the lane is off one of the Falcons and out of bounds. So Haynes will inbound here. And they can't get it inbounded. They can't get it inbounded in time. 5-second call. So that'll be another Amherst turnover. The Falcons inbound it, and they toss it in for Morgan Farley. Farley will hand it off for Wilson. Back to Farley. Farley and Wilson are bringing it up, and now Heinrichs will bring it across the timeline. She caught the ball near midcourt, and then took it across herself. She picks up her dribble, gives it right wing for Wilson. Wilson on the baseline, 5-second count going on, kicks it out. Getting it out is Adam. Adam, low jumper, short. Rebound goes into the corner, and the officials get together, and they're going to say Fernandez was last to touch it or not. I've seen the officials point both directions. It will be Falcon ball, but on the sideline. Now I understand the second point that I saw. It will be Falcon ball. They inbounded it. Wilson gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs will drive. Shot, no good. Heinrichs gets her own rebound, and she'll kick the ball back out here for Adam. Adam, bounce pass in the lane. It's through the lane. Turnaround jumper here by Harms. It's no good. And Hammond ends the possession by pulling down the rebound. Here comes Amherst. Klingelhofer gave it away, now gets it back. They give it to Fernandez. Fernandez, that's a long deuce, no good. Rebound by Hammond, and Hammond is fouled. Hammond already with 17 points in the game. I have her with 12 rebounds, 7 of those here in the second half. We'll make that 8. I didn't mark that one down yet. So two free throws coming up here. This free throw rolls up and in. By the way, the foul on Michaela Heinrichs, that's an important one. That is 4 personal fouls on her. And they really can't afford to protect her. The free throw is no good. And the rebound to Morgan Farley. Farley gets it up ahead here to Wilson. Wilson, pass in the lane by Farley. Farley almost intercepted that pass that was intended for Heinrichs. Now Heinrichs has it top of the circle, and she'll give it to Wilson. Wilson on the baseline. Lobs it down low. That's a little bit too high. That was a dangerous pass, and it'll be another turnover. There just wasn't anywhere to put that ball there. Here, quick jumper by Haynes. A three-pointer, no good. And the rebound to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer finds Fernandez. Fernandez shot, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Heinrichs. And Heinrichs in a little bit of trouble will get the ball into the hands of Wilson. Wilson lets traffic clear, and she'll bring it into the offensive zone. 5:12 to go here. Three-point lead for Amherst. Wilcox-Hildreth with the basketball. Heinrichs looking on the inside. There's just nothing happening there. She's going to step up, put up a three. It is short, and she said as it was tipped, the officials are going to get together. They huddle. They huddle. Did you see a tip? Nobody saw the tip. Bren Heinrichs, the head coach, his oldest daughter, Michaela, both thought it was tipped. But none of the three officials nor the radio guy saw a tip. Amherst brings it across the timeline, and they're going to call timeout. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Amherst up by 3, 32-29. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
4:55 to go in the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Championship game, and Amherst has a three-point lead and the basketball. They get it right side for Tobenheim. She'll kick it back out for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer between circles now gives it to Haynes. And Amherst spreading the floor a little bit. They give it to Hemman at the free throw line. Now on the baseline is going to be Fernandez. She puts an air ball that's rebounded by Klingelhofer. And Klingelhofer puts it up and in. So Klingelhofer with the offensive rebound and the bucket. And that'll make it a five-point lead, the largest lead of the second half here for the Broncos. In fact, their largest lead of the game. Adam will give it off right wing for Wilson. Wilson enters it in. Now backdoor cut. Shot by Heinrich. It is up and good. That'll cut that lead down to three. Minute 29 to go in the boys' championship game of the Loup Platte Conference. And Kearney Catholic leads 51-48. Here, the jumper on the baseline by Fernandez. And it's good. She has come alive here in the second half with 8 points. And a five-point Amherst lead. 36-31. A nice answer right back there for Amherst. The ball knocked out of bounds on that far side by the Broncos, and the Falcons will inbound it again. Every time it seems Wilcox Hildreth, you know, here lately has been able to do something, Amherst has had an answer for it. Heinrichs will inbound it to Wilson. Down by five is the Falcons as they get the ball to Farley from the free throw line. She'll give it off right side here for Adam. Adam will take it to the baseline, get it back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs being harassed there by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer has played great defense here, though. Get it to Farley, and they try a little pick and roll. They get it back to Heinrichs. She'll shoot the long deuce. It is no good. And the rebound by Hemmond. Hemmond snags the rebound, her ninth rebound of the second half, and slowly into the offensive zone comes Klingelhofer. Now remember, Heinrichs has four personal fouls as well for the Falcons. So the Falcons in a little trouble here, down by five. Haynes enters it on the inside. It is knocked away by Farley. They tried to get it inside for Hemmond, and Farley was able to force the turnover. Into the offensive zone here is going to be Adam. Adam, bounce pass right side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the baseline, dribbles all the way through. Nice pass, and then the shot up, and good for Jessica Harms. Harms had trouble getting her hands on it. Had she caught it immediately, would have been an easy wide-open bucket, but she had trouble handling it, and then she hit a very tough shot. Leach, right side, kicks it. Back out, entry pass inside, and we're going to have a hold. Whistled on Morgan Farley. It's only going to be the second foul on Farley, and we're not going to be shooting any free throws just yet. 36-33, 2:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. And that's five team fouls now whistled on Wilcox Hildreth. And we're going to have a timeout here for Nikki Eckhout. Coach Eckhout calls timeout. 2.5 minutes to go. Three-point ball game. This is a big series here for the Broncos. They call timeout. We'll take it with them back after this.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
36-33, 2:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Five team fouls against Wilcox Hildreth. Four have been whistled against Amherst. The possession arrow is pointing to the Falcons, and Amherst is going to inbound it here And we'll see what Coach Eckhout has drawn up in that quick timeout. They got it inside for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer now dribbles to the outside, and she'll give the ball out here for Leach. Leach's pass goes through the hands of Haynes and out of bounds. Well, you see it. You might even see it in the Super Bowl. Somebody takes their eyes off the ball as it comes in. Inbounded to Heinrichs, and Heinrichs is on the ground. She will throw the ball to the official, and it is on the sideline. Amherst pressure, and Heinrichs thought she had somebody to throw the ball to. She thought she had somebody wearing black and white, and she did, but unfortunately for her, it was an official. So we swap turnovers here. And now Klingelhoffer will get the ball in the hands of Leach. Leach between the circles for Haynes. Minute 59 to go here. 3-point lead for Amherst. They don't need to score again. They might be playing a little keep away. They give it right side for Leach. Now back out for Fernandez. Between the circles for Klingelhoffer. They give it to Hammond, and Hammond is fouled well before she started to drive. Farley is going to be whistled for her third personal foul. So she has three. Heinrichs has four. So there's a little foul trouble for Wilcox Hilder. On the baseline, Haynes is going to inbound it, and she'll toss it in for Fernandez. Fernandez gives it to Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer, right wing for Haynes. Haynes on the baseline for Fernandez, and she'll kick it back out for Klingelhoffer. Right wing, basketball in the hands of Haynes, and with a minute 30 to go, they're going to back up a little bit, and now the Falcons are going to have to extend that defense a little bit. They're running the zone, and now they'll have to extend it. One reason they're running the zone is because the foul trouble that Michaela Heinrichs finds herself in. Pass on the left side, that's Fernandez. Fernandez passes through the double team to Leach. Minute 9 to go here. Klingelhoffer with the dribble. Kicks on the left side, that's Fernandez. She'll kick it out for Leach. This has been very effective possession. They've milked some important time off the clock. And we got a little reach on that far side as Haynes was fouled, and that's now 17 fouls. And they worked about a minute 10 off the clock, if memory serves here. And granted, there was a turnover in there as well, but they got right back. But after about a minute and 10 of Amherst playing keep away, Kaylee Haynes goes to the free throw line, and the foul is on Jessica Harms. But they're going to have to attend here real quick to Michaela Heinrichs. They're wiping something off Heinrichs' leg there. Appears that maybe she has some sort of scratch, and with the blood rule, she's going to have to come out of the game here. And they are going to, as quick as humanly possible, get that tied up so there's not an issue with the blood. And then they are attending to her, and the officials now are talking a little bit amongst themselves. And in a sense, this has given the Falcons a little time to work on that leg. As Coach Heinrichs doing a smart thing, say, explain that rule to me. So he went over there and they had the explanation. And as much as possible, what he's been able to do is allow Heinrichs to keep his daughter out there to play point guard. And now he'll have to call timeout. He calls timeout to keep her in the game with 57.9 seconds left. Timeout Wilcox-Hildreth. We'll take it with him. It's 36-33, 3-point lead for Amherst. We'll be back with the final minute right after this timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back here. Amherst with the lead by a count of 36-33. And they're going to inbound the basketball here in just a moment. And again, kind of interesting. The blood rule for Wilcox-Hildreth, and Brent Heinrichs got an explanation that took some time, called the timeout, so Michaela didn't have to come out of the game at all. Now, by the way, I misspoke. Haynes is at the free throw line. She will shoot the front end of a 1-and-1 here. This, obviously, a big free throw with 58 seconds left. Free throw is good. You know what? I don't think I'm going to have to tell you whether or not the free throw is good. I think you'll be able to hear from the crowd. Ainge at the line trying to make this a five-point game. It is a five-point game. Falcons are going to have to score, and they're going to have to score in a hurry. Olivia Adams with the basketball brings it across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. She's in a little bit of trouble. She'll hand it off to Heinrichs, and now Heinrichs inherits the problems. She's dribbling up against Haynes, picks up a screen, will shoot a three. It is an air ball, but rebounded, and then out of bounds. Harms had it, but as Harms made the rebound, she stepped on the baseline. So that'll be a team rebound for Amherst. 41 seconds left to go here. Pressure put on the ball, and Hernandez dribbles across, and now Hernandez is fouled. Well, you got to do that. Got to commit that foul and send Hernandez to the line. This will be her first trip to the line. She has 8 points here in the second half and a five-point Amherst lead. Again, we are tied at 29 as we started the fourth quarter, and the free throw here by Hernandez is good. So she's got 9 in the game, all of them in the second half. That's a big reason why Amherst has been able to come back in this when they trail by as many as 5 in this game, and now they have their largest lead of the game. They lead it by 7, 40-33. By the way, Kearney Catholic in the final minute of their game, they're up by 4 with the drive. Here's Heinrichs off glass. Shot won't fall. Rebound to Hernandez. And Hernandez might have taken care of business here. She gives it to Klingelhofer. 20 seconds left. Her pass left side for Hammond. Hammond going to play a little keep away. Giving it to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer to Hernandez. Hernandez on the right side to Haynes. And Haynes will give it out to Hernandez. And they're just going to let him work off the final 6 seconds. Well, you may or may not have been able to hear the final buzzer over the cheers of the Amherst fans, because the Lady Broncos have become Fort Kearney Conference champions with a 40-33 win over Wilcox Hildreth, and the 7-seeded Falcons made them earn it. That was a well-played ball game, and Amherst is now 15-4 on the season, and in just a moment, they'll pick up the hardware for the conference championship. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center as the Amherst Broncos come up with the Girls Conference Championship, a 40-33 win over Wilcox Hildreth. And all sorts of hugs and smiles and celebrations going on as the individual medals being handed out by Amherst head coach Nikki Eckhout after her team's 7-point win. Let's recap the scoring for you. We'll begin first of all for Wilcox Hildreth as they still 500 on the season after their hard-fought win yesterday on Thursday and then their loss here today. They're now 10-10 on the season. And they are the conference runner-up, and they are currently posing for the team photograph, rightly so. They were led tonight by Morgan Farley. She finished with 13 points in the game, and she also finished with 18 rebounds. 18 rebounds and 13 points. That is a tremendous effort in a loss here for Morgan Farley. Michaela Heinrichs with 8 points, 6 points for Jana Wilson. By the way, Heinrichs also finished with 7 rebounds as well. 3 points for Olivia Adams and 6 points for Jessica Harms. We'll recount the numbers for Amherst when we come back with more of the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Reminder to see Misco's. They can get you all geared up for youth wrestling with brands like ASICS, Brute, Mattman, and Adidas. Singlets, headwear, knee pads, and shoes. Buy all your athletic apparel with names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. Misco's. Get your game on at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's. You'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Well, the Nets here at the Viero Events Center about to come down. We'll take a break, and we'll recap the scoring for the conference champion Amherst Lady Broncos right after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing
Welcome
Center.
Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Amherst head coach Nick Eckhout joining us now. How you feeling?
I'm more nervous now than I was when the game started, I think.
That was a great effort. I'll tell you what, you got Wilcox Hildreth's best shot.
Yeah, that was a great game. You know, those girls obviously are playing good ball to get to the finals, but they really look good. They looked like a team instead of just two players, kind of like what they have been, you know, announced as being just the two with the, you know, Farley and Heinrichs. But they played as a team, and I thought that was a real good Wilcox Hildreth team tonight.
It absolutely was. What do you kind of see as it's turning the tide for you guys a little bit? I mean, you fell behind. Even in that third quarter, you were down by as many as five. What kind of got things going for you in the right direction?
Well, I be honest with you, I kind of got in their face and said, look, quit pouting and play basketball, and that's all it took. And they snapped out of their little funk and came to, so...
And I think I know that moment. I think it was just in a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It wasn't a very long speech, but
no,
they...
Nope, it was just get those pouty faces off and have fun and play ball, you know.
And it seemed to me that Shelby was one of those guys that kind of got going.
Yep,
And it wasn't necessarily a lot of statistics that came out there. A lot of hustle action,
yep,
keeping the ball alive.
Yep, they just figured out they had to work hard. They were getting out work, and they stepped it up and, you know, got it done.
Hey, you know, you got a little net you got to go cut down. So I want to say thank you and congratulations to you and let
you
join your team.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Thank you, Nikki. And, again, congratulations. That's Nikki Eckhout, the head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos. And she is out there to celebrate with her team and enjoy this moment. Congratulations to the Lady Broncos. And here is the final numbers here for the Lady Broncos. Shelby Hemman led the way. She finished with 16 points in the game, and I have a total up all the numbers here. She had 13 rebounds to go with her 16 points, and the free throw line was a big part of it. She hit eight of 10 free throws here in the ball game, so she shot 80% from the line. And that had a whole lot to do with their level of success. So let's recap the scoring. As we mentioned, Hemman, 16 points, 16 rebounds. Jessica Fernandez had 10 points, all of them in the second half. She also had five rebounds. Four of them were in that second half. Kylie Haynes, she finished with 6 points. Katie Klingelhofer with four. And Keena Leach with 1 point. And Mariah Tobenheim, after scoring 15 points in the conference semifinals, did not score here tonight, but all sorts of other contributions in terms of keeping the ball alive and moving it around. So Amherst now 15-4 on the season. Congratulations to them, winning the conference championship 40-33 over Wilcox Hildreth. We do have a final in our other game that we've been talking about on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and it was Kearney Catholic with a 59-52 win over Adams Central. So the fifth seed in the Luplat Conference Tournament, the Kearney Catholic boys, they go on to win it by 7 over Adams Central, 59-52. Congratulations to Don Lease and the boys for Kearney Catholic as the Stars win the conference championship. Here right in front of us, the team photo being taken. Amherst, conference champions on the girls' side, 40-33 over Wilcox Hildreth. We have one more game to play, one more champion to crown. It'll be either the Pleasanton boys or the Overton boys, the top two seeds. And the FKC will be playing for the boys' championship. That game is scheduled to tip off in about 28 minutes or so. We'll send it back to the studios for a little while, and then we'll be back with the boys' final right here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. For Stacey Johns back in the studio, I'm Randy Bushkar. Thanks for joining us. We'll have the boys' final for you in about 25 minutes right here. Until then, we'll see you in a little bit, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.